25 years ago today, the U.S. Olympic hockey team took the ice in Lake Placid, New York. They skated against the Soviet Union in what would become one of the most famous games in history.
It was special partly because of what was happening away from the rink. Soviet soldiers had recently invaded Afghanistan. President Jimmy Carter was making moves to protest, including a boycott of the upcoming Summer Olympics in Moscow.
At Lake Placid, the American skaters were expected to lose to a Soviet team stocked with superstars.
You know, we were looking for some good hockey.
Steve Schneider attended the game at Olympic Fieldhouse in 1980. He bought tickets along with two friends, Rick Brandwine and Tom Burns. They were seniors at the State University of New York in Albany.
Here on tape, the three men are reunited on the phone for the first time in years.
This is Steve. I was the driver, okay, and I believe we left real early in the morning. So these guys probably were sleeping.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Actually, we got to the arena. One of the things that we were talking about was, you know, like, hey, listen, we can maybe make a couple of $100 if we sell our tickets. We were just going to get our butts kicked in by this Russian team.
This is Rick. Steve's right. We weren't expecting much, that's for sure. Seeing Russia take apart the U.S. team on an exhibition game a couple of weeks before that, we were hoping just to make a good showing.
Yeah, this is Tom. I think we didn't expect what was going to happen, but walking into the arena, it was pretty energy charged when we got there.
And it was electric. The patriotism, the USA chants. I mean, it was the loudest sporting event I think I've ever been to in my life. You know, I don't think we ever really sat down through the whole game. When we would score a goal, the people behind us, you know, like, would be giving us high fives, and unbelievable, the feeling there.
Initial parts of the game were kind of slow, and the U.S. was behind, but when they, Rick, I think they tied the game, right?
Yep.
Right with 1 second left in the...
That was the first period.
In the first period. I mean, then people started to think, well, maybe there's a chance.
The three young men watched as the American hockey team remained tied with the Soviets. It was late in the game.
And then the U.S. team captain, Mike Arruzzioni, knocked the puck in the net.
Arruzzioni! Mike Arruzzioni!
That goal gave the USA the lead, 4-3. Around the world, television viewers waited to see what would happen next, as did those three friends in the stands at Olympic Fieldhouse.
In the back of our mind, we were hoping that they could hold on to the lead, but I'll tell you, the Russians were relentless, you know, against Jim Craig, the U.S. goalie.
Yeah, this is Tom. I think that you're talking about some of the best skaters in the world at the time, and they were just relentlessly attacking. And every time the puck would get outside the blue line, I mean, it was just this huge roar because it was out of our end. I mean, there wasn't even any sense of trying to score. It was just hang on.
And actually, we were at their end of the ice for two periods, so we saw a lot of that action against Jim Craig.
I have my ticket here.
Rick, you have your ticket, right?
This is Rick. I have my ticket. It was row M, and I was in seat 14. We were over Jim Craig's right shoulder for the third period. Rick, that was pretty loud. To me, it brings us right back there. It feels like it was yesterday.
I think it's the same thing. I haven't talked with these guys in a number of years, nor seen them in a number of years, but it was a spectacular day that we got to share together, and it kind of takes you right back 25 years ago.
Melts away the years.
New York residents Rick Brandwine of Suffern, New York, Steve Schneider of Walden, New York, and Tom Burns of Rochester.
The three friends witnessed the miracle on ice in 1980. The U.S. hockey team went on to beat Finland for the Olympic gold medal.